With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The GOP-led House elects Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana as their new speaker more than 3 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's historic ouster.
Johnson was elected Speaker of the House on Wednesday, overcoming the opposition of GOP hardliners who derailed the bid of three previous nominees. House Republicans picked Johnson as their fourth nominee on Tuesday night, hours after Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota dropped from the race amid GOP opposition. Johnson's election ended a Republican standoff that stretched for more than 3 weeks. The House found itself in a state of paralysis following McCarthy's removal on October 3rd, unable to address Israel's ongoing war against the terrorist group Hamas and a looming government shutdown deadline. Edwin Mora, Washington.
United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit automakers. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members and the company. Also at SRNnews.com, Lewiston, Maine police are releasing details about a man believed to be behind several shootings last night. Police are looking for Robert Card, saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement sources say he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor and was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed. Meanwhile, President Biden has been briefed on that shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
The White House says the president spoke to Maine Governor Janet Mills and the state's congressional members, offering full federal support. The statement described the mass shooting as a horrific attack. Mr. Biden will continue to receive updates as federal officials monitor developments.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. Clemson takes a step back from transgenderism.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Georgia Supreme Court has rejected a lower court ruling that the state's new pro-life law is invalid. Abortion advocates challenged the measure because it was enacted in 2019 when Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land. Georgia bans most abortions once the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law includes exceptions for rape and incest as long as a police report is filed. This is SRN News. Well, you may not realize it, but there are some 2,000 Vietnamese-made electric vehicles on American roads.
And Vietnamese automaker VinFast hopes there will soon be a whole lot more. The company has plunged right into the crowded and hyper-competitive U.S. auto market, reasoning that if it can sell EVs to finicky Americans, it can succeed anywhere. The company's founder plans to invest another $1.2 billion, and the company has plans for factories in the U.S., India, and Indonesia. Rich Thomason reporting.
Conditions have improved for people who rely on the Colorado River. A three-state plan to reduce water use should keep the river basin on stable footing for several years. The state's plan would conserve 3 million acres of feet of water through 2026. An acre foot is enough to supply 2 to 3 U.S. households for a year. More details at srnnews.com.